of what he said, do give us a call. Have you been in that situation? Have you had youngsters who've, youngsters, I suppose, they'd be older than that if they want money, coming back for more money, more money, more money. Now, Dave Penny is the managing director of Invest Southwest. It's an independent financial advisors in Somerset. Is this something that you hear a lot, Dave, that, you know, that youngsters want money from their mums and dads?
Good morning, lads. I wouldn't say that I've experienced youngsters demanding money from their parents, but I do increasingly see parents feeling inclined to help their children.
How easy is it to do what Margaret did there? You know, if you actually want to sort of take out some of your savings and actually give it to your godchildren or your children. I mean, is that difficult to do?
No, it's not. I mean, there are various pitfalls. I mean, firstly, you know, one should say that it's a very noble intention, and people should be, you know, congratulated for being so caring to their loved ones. There are things that can go wrong, Les. One of the first questions that we always ask people when they're considering doing this for their children is, let's just think about the rest of your life. Is there a situation in which it might be possible that you need that money? Are you causing yourself some kind of problem in the future by these good intentions? And it's possible, you know, if for example, medical fees or care is required in future and you basically run out of money, then you need to give those issues considerations before you make that transfer of assets. But no, you know, if you have the money in savings, then it's yours to give away, isn't it?
I wonder, it's interesting you mentioned care. I wonder if a lot of people would actually think of, you know, giving money to their children rather than actually paying for their care, because obviously if you haven't got any money, then you get the care for free.
That's very true. I've met more than one person that's done that. you have to bear in mind that the local authorities name such a thing as deliberate deprivation of assets. So if you're giving the money away specifically to avoid care costs, then they will ignore the fact the money isn't yours anymore, and they'll go after it still. So you need to be a little bit careful about how imminent care might be. But, you know, it's certainly the case that transferring the money to your children 3 decades before you require care should be the job. But you should bear in mind that if that is the case, then you will, if care is required, you'll be put in a place that the local authority deem appropriate, not which you deem appropriate. So you might not be ultimately where you want to be.
So if you feel yourself getting a bit wobbly and you're going into, you might need to go into care, then if you actually get rid of it with months or a couple of years to go, then they will actually, you say, well, you've spent the money on the mortgage, but we want a share of that money.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen recipients, I've seen a family, the children and their children, being ousted from their home because the local authority wants the money back.
Yeah, so we're talking about young people depending on their families for financial help. Your thoughts, 0845 303 1566. And we're talking to Dave Penny. He's the Managing Director of Invest Southwest. So it's very complicated getting money. Will you come under sort of tax problems if you're giving large sums as well?
There's nothing immediately springs to mind. I guess if you're selling some investments that you have and you make a capital gain, then you might have a capital gains tax liability. I would, in all of these situations, Les, if someone's considering any kind of gift like this, I genuinely would seek that they urge that they seek advice on this. It didn't be long or complicated or expensive. It's worth running it by someone that knows what they're talking about. Yes, there's possible capital gains tax. Potentially, if someone has lots of money, it might still be that the money you've given away forms part of their estate if inheritance tax comes into play. So possibly 40% of the gift might be chargeable to the estate, only for larger estates, of course. Mm. But generally speaking, you know, I wouldn't envisage any major tax issues, no.
But as you say, it is worth actually talking it through with someone what you're planning to do. It's interesting that you actually asked that question, you know, might you need the money later on? I suppose there's things like if you're still driving, you might actually need to replace the car at some point.
Indeed, yes, and, you know, replace the boiler and, you know, medical. I see plenty of people who are later in retirement who, rather than wait 18 months for an operation on the NHS, decide to go private if they can, and it radically changes the quality of someone's life. So, you know, you need to leave plenty of money available for your own personal circumstances, possibly before you start thinking of somebody else.
I was just wondering, did you actually go to your family or your mum and dad and say, I need some money, start my mortgage or anything like that?
Good question. good question, Les. I didn't go to them, but actually my grandparents, I think my father encouraged that my grandparents in their wills, they left a proportion of their estate to the children, the grandchildren, rather than the parents. And that's quite a good piece of advice, actually, because let's face it, the parents now might be in their 60s. That generation has enjoyed a lot of house price growth, and there's usually a lot of equity locked up in houses, and often they don't need to benefit from the wills of grandparents. So actually bypassing the children and going to the grandchildren can be a very effective way of helping people on the ladder. And there's nothing more helpful, I think, than help for the deposit on a house, because that money will, it's not money spent, it's money saved. It's a really excellent gift.
Yeah, that's a big one, because, I mean, today, you know, I was looking at some 60s house prices, and you could get a nice bungalow for about £2,000. You know, how much would they be today? And, I mean, to get the deposit is just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the difference. I mean, your listener who talked about giving money to children being obscene, I understand that sentiment, but the youngsters of today have a whole lot more difficult situation to deal with financially than those of 40 years ago. House prices are relatively much more expensive. They're coming away from college and university with big debts. The jobs available to youngsters nowadays is the youngsters who are really starting to find work. It's a really tough landscape for them. It's different to how it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Mm. So if people have got a few thousand that maybe they would like to pass on to their children for that mortgage, or where should they start?
Do you mean what should they spend their money on?
Where should they start actually deciding what to do? Would you actually go to, you know, I mean, obviously they could come to someone like you, but is that the point where you get the help, or do you talk to the youngsters first?
There isn't a lot of sort of specific resources to go to about how to gift money to children. Mm. I think you need to be giving consideration to what the money should be spent on. I mean, with university fees, for example, lots of parents, if they can possibly help, they are helping, because it's a lot of money and it's a bad way potentially to start your own life earning with big debts. Obviously, house. I mean, I think the biggest help is house deposits. Because that money will grow and grow once you're in a property, as opposed to paying money on rent. The Money Advice Service is a government service which is has no axe to grind. It's free of charge. It's unbiased. I'm not aware there's any particularly specific gifting to children advice there. It almost needs to be taken on its merits on a case-by-case basis. And most good financial advisors, most good mortgage advisors, Les, will offer someone, you know, a free first meeting to discuss these issues, broadly speaking, without any cost. So, you know, there can be no harm in that.
And just finally, Dave, I don't know whether this would probably be anecdotally from you, but do you find that it ever goes wrong that you actually give youngsters money and then, you know, they don't actually appreciate it? They just think, well, actually, this is my entitlement. They come back for more and more, and then the family has problems.
I haven't seen that. I've seen lots of it go wrong. There are all kinds of situations in which it can go wrong. In particular, where I see lots of parents over my career where they've said, well, I'll give them a helping hand, but it's a loan. I can have the money back if I need to in the future when they get themselves on the ladder. But of course, then things can go wrong in the recipient, in the child's circumstances. They may get divorced, and there may be a nasty spouse who takes the money in a divorce settlement, or somebody could become sick or disabled and need state benefits and not get them because there's money that has been lent to them. There can simply be bankruptcy. If someone's, you know, has a business failure, then that loan disappears into the debt mountain. So there are all kinds of things that can go wrong, and it's important to be really cautious and think about those worst case scenarios before you ultimately make that gift.
Dave, thanks very much for that. That's Dave Penny. He's the Managing Director of Invest Southwest, an independent financial advisor here in Somerset.